Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. So, continuing with the halachot of tzedakah, last time we spoke about how much a person is obligated to give, different levels of netinat tzedakah. If a person is extremely wealthy, or a little bit less than that. I'm good, thank you. We spoke about using ma'asrot for dvar mitzvah. If you remember, there was a famous taz yesterday that said that if at the time of bidding for the mitzvah, a person had in mind to use ma'aser funds, then it is permissible, otherwise not. We're going to continue now with Siman Resh Mem Tet, Sa'if Bet. Says Maran as follows. Le'olam lo yimna atzmo, adam atzmo, pachot mishlishit ha-shekel l'shana. Which means that although we said mida benonit of tzedakah, the average level of tzedakah is 1/10 of one's earnings. However, less than that, Maran said, is ayin ra'ah, which means a person is stingy. Now, even if a person is stingy, still, that doesn't mean he wouldn't be yotze tzedakah. Says Maran, when would you be not yotze tzedakah? Says Maran, le'olam lo yimna adam atzmo pachot mishlishit ha-shekel l'shana. Person should never, under any circumstances, give less than a third of a shekel to tzedakah. V'im natan pachot mizeh, lo kiyem mitzvah tzedakah. One who gives less than a third of a shekel per year is not yotze the mitzvah at all. That is the very bare minimum, which means if he gives a third of a shekel, he better believe that he's considered ayin ra'ah. Nevertheless, he would still be yotze. Says the Be'er Tel, Katav Ashach, Shelefi HaChesbon Lekaman, Siman Shinhe, Seif Aleph, Hu Asara Gedolim Polish. So he gives the currency, the Shach writes the currency, according to where he was in Poland, the Shach says a very interesting minhag that they used to have in order to every Monday and Thursday the Gabay Tzedakah would go around the Mitakneset and he would like kind of enforce people to give even the least coin of Tzedakah. Now, making that cheshbon, if you do that every Monday and Thursday, what would happen is that by the end of the year, they would make, the people would end up giving at least a third of a silver shekel per year, which is the very bare minimum of tzedakah. So the Shach kind of upholds the minhag. He says it's a nice minhag because you're ensuring that people are giving the amount of tzedakah that is minimally necessary. Benoni is 10%.
So why don't we make it 15, 10, 20?
No, but that's not what it is. Highest level is all of the needs of the Anim. Second highest level, 20%. That's also. Benoni is 10%. And less than that is Ayin Ra'ah. Under a third of a shekel, says Maran, you're not Yotze at all. Okay? And we're not talking about new Israeli shekel. Huh? Per year. So it comes out not more than a few dollars. So, that's the very bare minimum. So everybody kim'at, according to this level, would be yotze tzedakah. Because throughout the year, it's kim'at impossible to find a person who doesn't give, you know, even a few coins here and there to tzedakah. Eventually it adds up and you'll get that per year. So if a person's not hitting that, then he's a very, very, you know, he's in a very sorry state. That's what we're trying to say. So, says Maran Viter. Siman Sa'if Giman. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Tzarich liten tzedaka besever panim yafot besimcha uvtuv levav. Umitonen ayin ma'ani betza'aro umdaber lo divrei tanchumim. Which means that when a person gives tzedaka, it's not only the amount that a person gives, but it is the demeanor in which a person gives the tzedakah. A person is obligated to give it in a nice way, smiling, besimcha, speak to the ani. Sometimes people get kind of annoyed by anim, and they get like, they give it to them and like, shoo them out. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be given besimcha. A person's supposed to speak to the Ani wherever possible, a few words, you know, to feel bad for him, to feel bad with him, to speak to him, to say, listen, you know, I feel your pain. I want to be, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Upstairs. So he says, "Umdaber lo divrei tanchumin." You should speak to him words of tanchumin. V'im netana b'tfanim zo'afot v'ra'ot hifsid zechuto. Very, very harsh words from the Shulchan Aruch. He says that if a person gives the tzedakah with anger or with an annoyed face, like he's doing the ani a favor and like the ani is bothering him, he loses the merit of the tzedakah. No matter how much he gave, you lose it. It's gone. Which means, lechaorah, it goes by any mitzvah. If a person feels annoyance by mitzvah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Person, mitzvot have to be done. Now this is obviously, there's another thing that the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin talks about, which happens a lot also. There's something that's called tohal rishonot, which means that many times what happens is, you know, a person was at Shacharit and he had a cord in his pocket and he put the cord in the tzedakah box. Later on he's parking somewhere, whatever, and he needs a coin to feed the meter, and he remembered that he had a coin in his pocket, but then he remembers, oh, I gave it to tzedakah. He's like, ah, chaval, I gave it to tzedakah. I wish I still had the coin. The mitzvah is gone. That's called, and that's,
you don't get the coin back.
That's it, which means you lose it. That's it. You lose the coin, you lose the mitzvah. That's what we call in Nimtza Kereach, Mikan Mikan. The Gemara gives a mashal where a man was married to two women. A man was married to an older woman and to a younger woman. Now the person had gray hairs and black hairs. So the older woman was plucking out all his black hairs because she wanted him to look matim for her, that he was old. And the younger woman, the younger wife, was pulling out all his white hairs because she wanted him to look. So what happens to him at the end? Just bald from everything. So that means that's what the Gemara calls nimtza kereach, mikan umikan. He loses everything. So, yeah. Now, the Ba'er Etev over here brings down zechuto. Afilu natan lo harbe. Even if a person gave a lot of tzedakah, a nice amount, you lose that zechut. Ve'over al lo yira levavecha. There's an isun in the Torah, ve'lo yira levavecha betitecha lo. That you're not allowed to have ill feelings in your heart when you give it to him. You're over a person who transgresses that isur when he does this. It's a big, big thing. Person has to, you know, it might sometimes feel annoying, but you have to overcome that feeling. What are you going to do? You know, people are, these feelings of go out to work, I'm praying now, all these things, sometimes it can be annoying. I'm not saying that. But a person has to kind of, if you're already giving, a person has to overcome those feelings and give it b'simcha. Yeah. You think they're not, you know, they're not chapter 8 and all these guys and section 8, I mean?
Yeah, but back in the day, being homeless, being poor was different.
And being poor today is pretty painful too.
I know.
You know, it's not a picnic.
But I'm saying, like, anyone can go in the community and get free. Even if you can go and get, like, housing. You can get housing,
but it's not easy. It's not, you know, we still have a mitzvah. It doesn't, the Torah doesn't say that when you see an ani, give him musar, why he's not working. You know what I'm saying? People think all of a sudden people become holier than now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gives them musar, you go to work, do this. That's not what the Torah said. Guess what? You know, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave the person the money, it's very easy in this world. That's why the world is round. The world is a galgal chozer. Money comes, money goes, and everything else in this world also comes and goes besides for Torah mitzvah. That's it. It's very easy to judge a person. Now, if you know, again, obviously there's situations that are, you know, exceptions where a person's not doing anything, he's just being a freeloader, and he's just, okay, that's a different story. We're talking about a person, he's trying, whatever it is, he's having a hard time, he has bills to pay, he has children to feed. It's not our, you know, it's not our chishbon to say, you could get free housing, and you could get free, you know, WIC and all these guys. So, It's okay. The government will take care of it. I don't need to give tzedakah.
No,
it's not. Yeah, everybody's a big gaon when it comes to other people's money. You know what I'm saying? When you tell a person, start doing cheshbonot on yourself like that. No, ma piton. Yeah, we're very, very big gaonim that way. So, yeah.
From the opposite end, let's say, for example, a person sees it on me and he feels very bad, but forgets the idea that he's doing mitzvah. Does he get credit for
it? Yeah, lechaura. Yes, obviously, you still have to have kavana that you're doing mitzvah. It's not just, you're not doing this is not humanitarian aid.
Right.
This is a mitzvah. Mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah that a person has to give tzedakah. Patuach tiftach et yadecha lo. Mitzvah. Nevertheless, you still get the mitzvah. So, says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter. Dalit. Im sha'al lo he'ani. Ve'en lo ma'iten lo. Let's say an ani comes to you and you really don't have what to give him. Lo yigar bo v'yagbi'a kulo alav. Don't scream at it. No, get away. I don't have anything. Don't make him feel stupid. Ela, if I yesenu bidvarim, vir elibo atov, shirtzono litenlo, ela she'en yodom aseget. Show him, smile at him and say, I wish I could give you. I really apologize. I feel so bad. Show him that you are kind of participating in his tzar. Don't, he's not a fly. Don't shoo him. It doesn't work like that. Shalom aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah already says, "Ki lo yichdal avyom mikerev ha'aretz." Hashem says there will never be a situation where there won't be ani. And remember, the world is round. Yeah, it says, talk to him. Ani, sometimes because of their, I wouldn't say profession, but because of what they engage in, sometimes they feel subhuman. You know that. So it's a mitzvah. Sometimes they feel like people, People look down at them. People condescend at them. People jeer at them and. They go through a lot of abuse. Now, if a person kind of looks at them, eye to eye, and talks to them like a normal human being, sometimes even if you don't give them money, they feel, wow, he looks at me like a human being. He looks at me like a fellow. That's also a form of tzedakah. You talk to him, it's not a joke. People, if you just stop for a second and talk to him, how are you? What's doing? Where are you from? It's nice to see you. You know what it means to tell that to an ani? You can mamash, change his life. So, בקיצור, ברמה עץ, אגב, ואסור להחזיר העני השואל רקם, אפילו אין נותן לו רק גרוגרת אחת, שנאמר, אל ישוב דח נחלם. Brings a pasuk from the Nabi. It is preferable, wherever possible, if a real ani comes to ask for tzedakah and you have, it is asur to turn him away empty-handed. Even if you give him a penny, a nickel, something, the Rama talks about over here food. Even if you give him a fig, what's a fig? Even if you give him something, just so that you shouldn't turn him away empty-handed. That's why some people, when they come to Shacharit, they have like a wallet or a pouch or whatever it is, with a few coins, whatever it is, just to give some, every ani who truly needs it. Now, it's very hard to know who needs it, who doesn't need it. That's why, even if the person doesn't really need it, you give him something small, so no real harm done. So, there's every shul, every institution has their vetting process, or not. They have a way that either the rav or the gabbayim, they look at the letters of approbation that the people bring, whatever it is. But,
So what do?
You have to check up the letters. Sometimes you can tell, again, it's not a foolproof way, but sometimes you can tell from the ani, the authenticity of the ani himself. Again, are there con artists out there? You better believe it. Are they making it, are they killing it for everybody else, for the real people? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, what are you supposed to do? The person looks legit. He brings letters of approbation. The rest is up to Hashem.
So the kind of people themselves that come with the letter, they're not necessarily mean themselves. They're usually collecting on behalf of
Sometimes, again, I don't know if usually, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends. It really depends. But at the end of the day, a person should try not to turn another ani away completely empty-handed. So, weiter says Maran Sa'if He, im yachol la'asot le'acherim she'itenu secharo, es she'itenu secharo gadol mischar anoten. Here's another big thing. The Maran Masechet Baba Batra says gadol ha'me'aseh yoter min ha'oseh, which means that if a person causes others, not only does one give tzedakah, but a person causes others to give tzedakah as well. Obviously, we're talking about a worthy cause. If you have a, objectively worthy cause, and a person causes others, you influence others to give as well, that is considered, his zechut is greater than one who gives. It's a big thing. His zechut is greater than the one who gives. Says the Bayrete Gadol, Pirush Yoter Mishe'ar Oset Tzedakah Beratzon, Taz. Which means, even those who give tzedakah willingly, a person influences others to give tzedakah. If you have a gabai, or a person, or a rav, or a stam, anybody who causes others to give the tzedakah, that is a tremendous zechut, even greater than those who actually give the tzedakah. Yeah?
Let's say one owns, like, property. So in America, if you take a loan out on the property, it's as if it's a loss. You don't have to tax the rent. So he takes out a big loan, and every month, 90-95% of the rent is going to the mortgage.
Okay.
Is one allowed, is one supposed to give 10% off the mortgage to that initially?
Well, it depends. Over here, the mortgage that you took out is trying to cover a different loss, no?
For whatever reason.
Depends.
Sometimes people take it out to just have to spend to buy a new property.
That's, so over there, that would probably be it. It's not, it depends if it's an expense that's coming to cover a loss, or it's considered an earning. It depends really on the situation. You understand? Depends what the mortgage can be, a bunch of different. You can also have already a pre-existing mortgage and then you refinance and then you just get more money. But so it really depends what the situation is. So there are, now this is a famous Shulchan Aruch quoting from Rambam, the 8 levels of tzedakah. Now the this is directly taken from Rambam in Hilchot Matnot Aniyim. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, Saivav. There are 8 levels of tzedakah in list of priority, one higher than the other. The number one highest level of tzedakah, that there is nothing greater than that, is the level of, if a person sees another Jew, a fellow Jew faltering, you see him on the way down, you try to, you know, keep him from falling, you try to break his fall, you give him a loan, or you find him a business, or find him a job, do a partnership with him, give him a gift, somehow to, you know, procure funds for him so that he doesn't become an ani. You might think, you know, logic dictates when a person's already an ani and I'm giving him tzedakah, so maybe feel good humanitarianism, maybe that's better. But in terms of the mitzvah tzedakah, it's not the best. The best is not allowing a person to fall into a situation of poverty. Do something before, take a proactive measure to make sure he doesn't fall in that, and that is the highest. Although it might not look like tzedakah, I'm giving him a loan. It's not tzedakah. Says Maran, that is the number one highest form of tzedakah, of which there's nothing higher. It's a big thing. Huh? Preemptive, yeah? Yeah. Make sure, right? So whatever it is, yeah? So says the Ba'eritev Vav, he says as follows. Matana, de kivan sha'adayin lo he'ani legamre, eno mitbayesh, sheken derech ha'avim latet matana ze lazeh. How come? Why is it over here when you give the guy matana, is it not considered, you know, real? It's obviously the highest level of tzedakah. Why is it better? Because when a person's already an ani and you give him a matana, aka tzedakah, he's ashamed. When a person doesn't have, he's ashamed to take from other people. But if a person, before a person's an ani, when he's still wobbly, and you give him a matana, he's not as ashamed by that because friends usually help each other out. You know, you give them, you help them out a little bit. It's more of a friendly gesture, meaning as opposed to tzedakah. And therefore, the person will be more willing to take it, more less ashamed to take it, and therefore it's on a higher level. Meaning?
Let's say, when I was showing before, and you make $50,000, $40,000 a year, but you get set up for like $10,000. So $50,000 is
all the okay.
$40,000. Is the only the 40,000 written on Rosh Hashanah and then the 10,000?
No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how much parnasa, how much a parnasa makes is including the amount of tzedakot that he's going to make. Yeah?
So also the amount of them are going to lose.
True. Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
So if this is true, why are we trying to give them a job or something? It's either you're going to lose money or make money.
Yafe. So the Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Yod, asks that question. There was a wicked Roman emperor by the name of Turnosrophos, Rasha. And he always used to have spats. He used to have all sorts of discussions and debates with Rabbi Akiva. And one time he asked Rabbi Akiva, he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Anim so much, how come he made them poor to begin with? If he really loves them, he should give them money, right? Love is money. Money is love, right? That's the way it works, yeah? So if he loves the Anim so much, give them money. And on the flip side, and if he made them poor, he says, I'll give you a mashal, says the emperor. He says, let's say the emperor threw somebody in jail and he wants him to rot there. And somebody passes by and he slips him some food and whatever. The king's going to be very upset. So what business do we have giving a person tzedakah to such a person? So the Rabbi Akiva answered, he says, you're right. Let me just tweak your mashal for a second. He says, imagine the king who threw the guy in jail, the person he threw in jail was his son. His son did some high crimes or whatever it is, and he threw the kid in jail. He takes his kid and he throws him in jail and he puts him in and he wants him there. He tells his kid, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have to rot because you broke the law. And somebody comes, passes by the jail, and he sees the prince in jail suffering, and he gives him some bread, he gives him some water, he gives him a meal. What would the king's reaction be over there? Much different. So that was his way of telling Turnosrophos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbon for everybody. He understands exactly what he's doing, but because these people, these anim, are the sons of the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually happy with us giving tzedakah to them. So just to end off, that's a different story. Is it a one-time thing? Does he do it all the time? Right? If you give an anim money and he goes to gamble or he goes to buy drugs, then obviously he's not deserving of the money. We're talking about that he tries to do the right thing. Yeah? No. It's not a mitzvah to a goy, but there are derke shalom to a goy also. We're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch. Says Maran, says the Baritiv, ubatur katava matana, וכתב התז דלפיר גרסה זו, עתה שפיר דהחיקה אמר, דנתינת המתנה באופן היותר מועיל קודם שעיני לגמרי, על כן אמר, המתנה בה הידיעה. The greatest form of matana, tzedakah for the person, is when you give it to him before he becomes an ani. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get there. That's next siman. That's next siman Shulchan Aruch. Bezat Hashem, we'll get there soon. Tov. Baruch Adonai la'olam. Amen. We'll get ready for Shabbos.